Sam, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm going very well. Rugby's coming up soon. In fact, I saw some photos on the Bulls' Facebook page of your junior school session with Adrian Thompson from Rugby Australia. Seemed like it went pretty well.
Yeah, that was absolutely phenomenal afternoon. We had 40 kids around about from Launceston, Burnie and Devonport all having an opportunity at Devonport on Friday to be coached by Adrian Thompson, who's the Rugby Australia's National Talent ID Manager. So huge privilege for our club to be able to host it, but also a huge privilege for the kids on the northwest coast and in Launceston that are taking up rugby and giving it a go, and it was a huge success.
Yeah. So while we're talking juniors, so when do the juniors train there at the Bulls?
So they've been quite keen. So we've started training on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4:30 until 6.
Yeah.
And that's been at Mearcroft Park. But now the cricket's over, we're able to move back to the Don. So all junior cricket will be, junior rugby will be back at the Don Rec Ground from Tuesday on.
Yeah.
That's just for our under 14s and under 16s. So that's not for our entry level programs.
Okay. All right, well, let's get on to the seniors now. So pre-season tournament, you've got the Broughton Cup coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so we've got it's coming up this weekend. We've got a team coming down from Cairns, the Northern Beaches Mud Crabs, which is
they'll be freezing.
Fantastic. Oh, they will be cold, but they do have a tie to Devonport. Their captain, Freddie, is an ex-captain of Devonport, actually, and he's participated in the Broughton Cup before as a Bull and decided it was good time for the Mud Crabs to go on tour. So,
excellent.
So we've got that, which has been the goal for the Broughton Cup over the last couple of years, is try and find a way to start inviting teams down. Obviously, COVID cancelled any hopes of starting that last year, but this year we've got the Mud Crabs coming, which is fantastic and a good start. And then we obviously have our teams from Hobart, a few teams from Hobart coming, Launceston coming across as well. So about six teams will be in the comp, and it'll be a really good day. And our women will also be playing as well. So that'll be the first time they're suiting up in the Devonport Bulls uniform for a while. And they'll have some competition against the Tamar Valley Vixens and Taruna and the University for the women.
What days is that on, by the way? Is it Saturday and Sunday?
No, just Saturday the 27th. Right. So it's just a one-day carnival. Kickoff will be at 10:30.
Right.
And generally have the grand final, depending on how time goes, hopefully by 3 or 3:30.
Okay, so what do you play, like 20-minute halves or something, or what do you do?
Yeah, so it's a tens tournament, so it's 10-minute halves,
right.
20-minute game with a one-minute break at halftime, and it's just good, short and sharp, hard rugby. Tens, obviously, is a step up from sevens, so it gives the props a little bit of fun as well, because there's not as much field to cover. But yeah, so 10-minute halves, and that just also helps us roll our games through quite quickly as well.
That's good. All right, and then on to the Tasmanian rugby season. So when are you starting that?
Yeah, so our season starts on May the 1st.
Right.
We've got our first two games away. First game is against Harlequins in Hobart, which will be always a tough matchup, and we faced off with them the last two opening rounds of the season for the last 2 years, and it's gone either way. So generally sets the tone for the season as well, which is good. So it'll be a big, tough match. And Launceston are back in the Division 1 as well.
Yeah.
And we play them in Round 2. So they're a bit of an unknown. We're confident that they are going to be very strong. They had a good showing last year, and then their numbers are good. So they'll be a bit of a challenge for all teams in Division 1 at the moment, just because they are the unknown. The step up, we don't know how they'll adjust, but I'm confident they'll be a very strong side this year, so they'll be good competition.
All right, so your first home game would be Round 3 then?
Round 3, yep. Yeah. So that Round 3 against Glenorchy, I believe, off the top of my head. But we'll have that roster posted on the Facebook page for anyone to grab, so they can get down and support the Bulls.
Yeah. How's the women's program going so far?
Well, it's growing slowly. We're probably not where we want to be. There's been a few hiccups along the way, as there always is when you're trying to restart a team. But we've got a group of girls that are keen, and we're trying to run a program that's fun for them, and the training's not that mundane, sort of learn these boring skills real slowly. We're sort of making training more inviting for them, and they're growing, and we sort of get one or two each week. So while it's not where we want to be, we're pretty confident that we'll keep growing, and as long as we do a good job, then I think it'll take care of itself.
Yeah, well, that's right. If you can add one or two players each week, then that's pretty good, I reckon.
Yeah, that's right, and that's the goal. We know it's not going to take off. We know our competition for female athletes is strong. We've got basketball is obviously well established, and AFL is Northwest Football Comp has taken off, and they've got full female squads in just about every club. So we understand our challenge of what we're competing against, but hopefully, in providing that different sport, that niche sport, we might attract some women that may decide that basketball or football or hockey is not for them, or they've done all those sports and they want to try something new.
Good on you. Thanks for having a yarn.
No worries. Thanks, Darren.